This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Silverton in southwestern Colorado is completely unreachable by roads due to a winter storm. Heavy snow has forced the closure of the mountain highway leading to and from the tiny town. Lisa Schwantes with the Colorado Department of Transportation says Highway 550 is residents-only link to Durango and Montrose.
Silvertons are a tough breed, and they are definitely used to severe weather. They are prepared for the times that CDOT requires road closures because of these adverse conditions.
Schwantes says the highway will remain closed through at least tonight. School officials in Greeley have rejected the state's offer to continue air quality monitoring at Bella Romero. The school is close to an active oil and gas well pad. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
State air monitors detected elevated levels of benzene at the school in 2019. Benzene often comes from oil and gas sites and is linked to cancer and other health problems. The state recently offered to restart air monitoring because of parents' concerns. Teresa Myers with the Greeley Evans School District said school officials declined.
It doesn't seem prudent for us to continue the monitoring out there unless we have some indication that there is a reason to.
The state is currently looking for other locations near the school to place the air monitors. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
An apartment building in the Stratus Townhomes complex exploded Wednesday afternoon, and authorities ordered residents of four other buildings to evacuate. There were only two minor injuries, and there have been no reported deaths. Some residents were allowed back into their apartments after crews cleared the units of carbon monoxide late Wednesday. Authorities have not stated a cause for the blast. This is CPR News and KRCC.